We've talked a lot on this program about plastic in the oceans. China is the biggest culprit when it comes to marine plastic, but Indonesia comes second. Two young women on Bali are on a mission to change that, beginning with plastic bags. Michael Sullivan has this report.
How young are they? Young enough that one of them couldn't make our weekday interview.
She's at school.
That's 18-year-old Miladi Weissen talking about her Bye Bye Plastic Bags co-founder and 16-year-old sister, Isabel.
She's just halfway through grade 11, and she's focusing more on graduating high school.
The two sisters started Bye Bye Plastic Bags when they were just 12 and 10 years old after a lesson at school about influential world leaders and change makers, including Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, and Mahatma Gandhi.
My sister and I went home that day thinking, well, what can we do as kids living on the island of Bali? See, we didn't want to wait until we were older to start making a difference. It wasn't even a question, really. It was more like, what can we do as kids right now?
The answer was right in front of them. Literally, on the beach in front of their house.
You know, it got to the point where at weekends, when we would go to our childhood beach, if we went swimming, there was always a plastic bag that would wrap around your arm. Or running through the rice field and you're seeing farmers plant on top of plastic. And you just say, enough is enough.
A quick online search, she says, revealed that 40 countries in the world have already banned or put a tax on plastic bags.
We thought, well, if they can do it, come on, Bali, come on, Indonesia, we can also do it. And so without a business plan, a strategy, or a budget, like my mother will tell you, we went forward with the pure passion and intention to make our island home plastic bag free.
They got some friends together, got online to start a petition, and got over 6,000 signatures in less than a day, she says. They have never looked back, spreading awareness through school and community workshops and beach cleanup campaigns, drawing international attention and that of local politicians, too.
I think one of the biggest tools that pushed us forward was our decision to go on a food strike, which is one of our idols' tools of how, you know, Mahatma Gandhi, he also had peaceful ways of reaching his goals of getting attention. So that was a huge inspiration for us. And we, within 24 hours, we had a phone call, and then the next day, we were picked up from school and escorted to the office of the governor.
He signed a memorandum of understanding with the sisters to work together toward eliminating plastic and later announced the goal of making Bali plastic bag-free by 2018. That didn't happen. But Weissen says dealing with politicians in general has taught her some things.
I always say it feels like dancing with the politician. It's like three steps forward, two steps back, and again and again. And it's almost like the cha-cha. But I learned a lot of different things.
The sisters have given a TED Talk, been invited to the UN in New York, and spoke at last year's IMF World Bank meeting in Bali. And last month, the new governor announced a law banning single-use plastic on the islands, thanks in part to the sisters' efforts and those of other like-minded NGOs. Miladi Weissen was thrilled by the news, but says there's still lots to be done, spreading the no-plastic gospel not just in Bali or Indonesia, but across the globe.
So we're actually now in 28 locations around the world, and it's all led by young people, kids in middle school, high school, or university.
And that, she says, might be the best part about the journey so far.
Because this is, you know, where we literally prove that kids can do things. And Bye Bye Plastic Bags has become this platform where kids can feel like their voices are being heard. For us, everything is happening in our lifetime, right? So we have to be the ones to start working towards the future and the world that we want to be part of.
For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Denpasar, Bali.